Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The White House has said that President Joe Biden opposes unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state after the decision yesterday by Ireland, along with Norway and Spain, to do so officially. The US believes a Palestinian state should be realized through direct negotiations between the parties, not through unilateral recognition. But what about the views of Irish Americans? Well, I'm joined now by Brian O'Dwyer, who is Vice President of the Irish American Democrats and is in New York. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, with music and all in the background, we're glad to have you. Can I ask you, what is your decision by the Irish government announced yesterday to formally recognise the Palestinian state?
Well, I'm sorry they did that. I think it would have been better for peace if there was a more unified area, like the president said. It's going to make us very... Those of us in Boston and New York who have had huge histories with the Jewish community and a solidarity, it's going to make things quite a more difficult for us to do the things that we want to do in conjunction and in union with them. Mm. So it'll make things more difficult for us, for sure.
And what
having said that, there are others in the area, particularly in Michigan, that probably would, in the community, that would welcome that decision.
Mm. So there's no one uniform view across Irish America or Irish American Democrats. Those of you who are sorry...
I think that's fair to say, yes. Mm-hmm.
Those of you who are sorry, Brian, that this was announced yesterday by the Irish government, what in particular or specifically are you objecting to?
Well, I think, first of all, the Irish community and the Jewish community have worked together in tandem, basically since the founding of the Jewish state. And we've called upon our Jewish brothers and sisters in terms of helping us out. And for example, when we sought the visa relief for Irish, the number one mover of that was the head of the Judiciary Committee in Congress, who is a Jewish congressman from New York. So we've called upon our people. It's going to be very difficult for us to make real progress on the things that mean a lot to us and, frankly, to Ireland in the future, knowing that there's going to be this rift between the communities based on this.
Yeah, and I understand that if that's something that's close to the hearts of your Jewish friends in Boston or New York or wherever the case may be, that it could cause you some angst. But can I ask you, have you had conversations with your Jewish friends and associates across the Irish-American community about what's happening in Gaza and the Israeli response to what happened on October the 7th and the death toll, which stands at about 35,000 now? Have you had those conversations?
I have, of course. And, of course, I don't think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, but most of my friends, most of our allies have certainly have no truck with the Netanyahu government and what he's been doing. We understand, that.
Just to be clear, when you say you have no truck with... Brian, can I just clarify one thing? Because I'm not sure what that means. When you say you don't have truck with the Netanyahu government, what does that mean? Are you critical or are you supportive of other actions?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're very, very critical of the Netanyahu government.
So then you see, when you're objecting to the announcement by the Irish government yesterday to recognise the state of Palestine, I suppose the Irish government would say, and they have said it yesterday, Brian, they're not recognising the government in Gaza, Hamas, for example. They're simply recognising for the Palestinian people who want statehood and independence and self-determination, they're recognising that right. I mean, is that not fair enough?
I think I go with the president on this. I would love to see a two-state solution. So would the president. How we get there is another situation. I think the best way is through negotiations. I don't think this advances the negotiations.
Mm. But you're relying on the occupier to accede to those negotiations.
No, I'm relying on both sides to accede to those negotiations. And we have plenty of leverage backwards and forwards.
Well, Netanyahu has ruled out a two-state solution.
Well, he's not the only person in Israel.
Yes, but he is in power at the moment.
At the moment.
So do the Palestinian people have to wait then until he's gone?
Well, I hope it's not too long. Certainly, you know, our Jewish friends in the Senate, Senator Schumer, you know, basically made sure that they want to call for a change in the Netanyahu government.
Do you know that maybe there's a difference in opinion here in terms of how it's viewed by Irish people? I don't know. But one thing is for sure, the Taoiseach Simon Harris announced yesterday, when he announced this decision, Brian, he compared it to similar efforts by the fledgling independent Irish state a century ago to gain international recognition. He said, taking our place on the world stage and being recognised by others as having a right to be there was a matter of the highest importance for the founders of our state. Do you not agree with that?
Oh, I do agree with that completely. After all, it was Irish America that went out of its way, that used its political power to have the United States government recognize the Irish Republic. Mm-hmm. So obviously we think that's something that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. So would Irish America then not share that generosity for the Palestinian people?
The question is not whether there should be a two-state solution, but how we get to it. I don't think the unilateral moves by Ireland and...
No, you're okay. We can still hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. I don't think that... I don't think it has advanced the cause of peace or the Palestinian people, frankly. Mm.
If we kind of draw a parallel in history, there were people when De Valera went to the Paris Convention to appeal to Woodrow Wilson, for example, in 1918 to recognise Irish statehood. There were people at the time, like you, Brian, who said, "Look, this should be a negotiated settlement here. You have to wait. You can't just simply recognise an Irish state."
Yeah, I mean there are parallels, of course. As I said, I go along with President Biden. I think there are obvious different ways that people look at this. But I think President Biden has been very, very even-handed on this. Believes in a two-state solution. Believes in it, but how we get to it is a question that where we differ, where he differs. The American couple doesn't. And men, not all, but many in Irish America definitely with the Irish government in this particular regard.
Can I ask you one final question? There's obviously, it's an election year where the two parties, the Democrats and Republicans, are gearing up for the election in America. How do the Democrats, the Irish Democrats in America, reconcile that dichotomy or difference between a somewhat pro-Palestinian view in Ireland and a pro-Israeli stance in the U.S. Is there any reconciliation there, or is it difficult to reconcile the two?
Look, Irish America stands full scale with Ireland, period, and like myself. We may have a disagreement on one of thousands of issues, but that doesn't mean that we need reconciliation or that we need anything except the fact that we are 100,000% behind Ireland in all the things that they wish to do in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the program. That's Brian O'Dwyer, who's Vice President of Irish American Democrats in New York, also New York State Commissioner on Racing and Gambling.